Was willst du in deinem Leben? Mehr Freude, Erfolg, Gesundheit, Spaß?
Wie kannst du das erreichen?
Indem du dich weiterbildest. Wir stellen dir in unserem Seminar-Podcast Seminare und Trainer vor, damit du genau das richtige Seminar für dich auswählen kannst. Und vertrau mir, du wirst das richtige Seminar finden. Du wirst genau das Seminar finden, was dich persönlich weiterbringt.
Im Internet unter www.seminarefinden.de.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu unserem Seminar-Podcast.
Mein Gast heute ist Deborah Patel. Hello and welcome to our seminar podcast today. My guest is Deborah Patel and she will talk a little bit with us about her newest seminar, Find Your Million Dollar Voice. Hi Deborah.
Hi. Hi Una.
Hi Deborah. I'm so excited that we can do the interview and I'm really pleased. I know you got tons of things to do. When we scheduled this interview, you've been in China, Shanghai, China, and I know you back home and almost on your way to head to Europe. So thank you very much for taking the time.
Oh, you're welcome. Actually, I was in Shanghai, then in Dubai. Now I'm in Singapore, then I'm in Beijing, then I'm in Jakarta, then I'm in Hong Kong, then I'm back in Singapore, and then I'm in Frankfurt.
Okay. You're going to make some airlines really happy. Okay, so we already got a little bit to know about you. You're like a world traveler. And, can you introduce yourself a little bit to us?
Sure. Let me just share a little bit about my journey. I started off my first career in the entertainment business when I was only 4 years old. I used to sing on the local radio station, and I was blessed to be able to perform over the course of my performance career for millions of people on radio, on animated films, TV, Broadway, and on live international concert stages with some really amazing performers, too, that probably most people would know, Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson. And so for the past 23 years, I did leave entertainment, mostly because it was a toxic lifestyle and I felt that I wouldn't have a happy life. And I think I made the right choice. Both Whitney and Michael, unfortunately, are no longer with us. So I chose for me what was the right path for my life. And I met a teacher who was very influential in helping me to become a teacher myself. And so for the past 23 years, I've been fortunate to work with hundreds of thousands of people in 74 countries, helping them to find their voice, claim their power, and live happy and successful lives, which is exactly what I needed to do, especially on my transition from being an entertainer into being a business person and a consultant for many, many companies, Fortune 100 companies, large global companies. And so in a nutshell, what I do is I design systems and I teach and help people to express their voice with confidence, to communicate clearly, to embody leadership, and to assure trust with those around you. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, thank you. And I know you have a seminar coming up. Can you give us a little overview about the seminar?
Sure. In just a few days, actually a weekend, it's a Friday, starts a Friday afternoon and then all day Saturday and Sunday. You learn how to communicate with confidence and credibility every time you open your mouth to speak in front of anyone, whether it's potential clients or even a potential mate, your boss, your mother-in-law, your peers. Could be, you know, your community, and the influential presentation and public speaking skills you learn in the program also will help you to speak and connect with audiences, perhaps if you want to connect with large audiences of hundreds or thousands, and maybe some people might even want to connect with millions if they have a large internet following or if they have the opportunity to be on media. So in just a weekend, you learn how to bring both the message, your message, the what you say, and the how you say it, you, the messenger, to life, so that you can communicate your ideas, your knowledge, and your own truth with confidence and authenticity. And you'll also learn how to think on your feet, speak spontaneously with credibility and connection, and you'll discover the 5 proven steps to find your million-dollar voice and deliver a powerful presentation that gets results all the time. Those 5 key areas are what you do with your body, what you do with your voice, how you bring your words to life with your verbal communication, the structure of your presentation, and lots of things around your presentation, and then ultimately how you connect with your audience. Also included for those people who do choose to come to the live program, there's also a follow-up online program that really helps you solidify what you learned in the program, and we do dig in more deeply into some topics that we don't have time to cover in the live program, and we don't need to cover live. So that gives you a little bit about the program, I guess. And answer your question?
It does.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yes, that gives like a great overview of what we're going to do and what we can do there. But who can participate in that program? Do we have to know anything?
This is for you if you know, you're listening in and you wish you could be completely confident about speaking up in any situation, even if everyone else in the room outranks you as more senior than you or has more experience than you. It's also for you if your personal or professional life requires that you speak and communicate well or give presentations. Obviously, to be able to work on your voice and presentation, that's a no-brainer. It's for definitely people who use their voice and presentation a lot. If you wish you could express yourself better and be good at speaking, perhaps, as you are in your own area of expertise, and if you'd love people to jump at the chance to do business with you or to be with you, it's a program for you. It's especially for you if you're ready to stop hiding how powerful you are and start getting your message out there, start getting your ideas out there being heard, even if you're introverted, even if some of you may be scared to death to speak in public. It's still for you. All you need to do is be ready to take that next step. It's also for you if you're ready to stop being the best kept secret in your industry or organization and start earning what you're really worth. Start asking for what you really want. It's also for people who hate the sound of their voice, or if you think you can't sing or lose your voice often, if you're introverted and don't like being the center of attention, if you struggle to find the right words to say or get tongue-tied, or if your mind often goes blank when you're speaking. It's also for you if you grew up in a family where children should be seen and not heard, and you had any sort of suppression or self-expression issues growing up. It's also very good for survivors of any type of abuse or trauma. It's a very breakthrough program, provides a lot of healing and a lot of growth and a lot of power to move forward no matter what happened in the past. And if you're ready to release any limiting beliefs or clear anything that no longer serves you for taking your next step, if you're ready to let go of what's been holding you back, especially in the areas of your communication, then this program is for you.
And what's so special about the seminar itself?
Well, some of the things that I think are special about it is definitely the systems that I teach. This is based on, I've been teaching since 1984. So these have been tried and tested, and I've spent 48 years of my life performing on stages. So I've learned from my own experience, of course. I've also learned from performance masters, great legendary entertainers like some of the people I mentioned earlier. I've learned from great speakers and legendary business leaders. And so the Million Dollar Voice Method is a proven system that I've been teaching for a long time. And it's an obvious marketing and career investment because always better communicators have greater impact and attract better opportunities. So I believe that communication is your number one skill. So why do I say that? Mostly because anything you want.
Hello.
How we get what we want is to help other people get what they want. And our success or failure is really directly linked to our ability to communicate. So if people don't hear you, they will not buy from you, they don't want to play with you, they may not partner with you. So no matter what you want to achieve, you must first convince convince other people of your value, and how you do that is by being heard. So the advantage of a powerful voice and an authentic leadership presence that can command the room and can be an authentic and powerful leader is absolutely critical to your success. So business is about relationships, and communication is absolutely fundamental to all relationships in both your personal and professional lives. So when you clearly communicate your expectations, you have better relationships and better results. So another thing that's special about the program is that it's limited to only 25 people. So everyone gets personal attention and one-to-one coaching from me. And this may be the only time I teach this program ever in Germany. And for those of you who are listening in who are German, I'm going to be teaching the program in English, but we probably have about six or eight coaches there who speak German, so you're very well supported. And all the handouts are also in German. They're already done in German. So it's we've had people who don't speak any English come to the program before. But so we've done our best to make it easy for you to come, but there will not be simultaneous translation, but you will have a lot of language support. So we have people coming from all over Europe, which is really great. It's a great opportunity to network. We have one famous person in a couple of countries in Scandinavia, and she's coming to be a participant in the program. We even have somebody coming the whole way from Asia to do the program. So I have no plans in the near future to come back to Europe to teach. So it's a rare opportunity for those people who want to work intimately with me on your own continent, as opposed to flying across the world to work with me.
That was great information so far, Deborah. Thank you very much. Where do we find more if we want more information?
Well, I'll give you two websites. The first one is the English version of the website, and that is www.amiando.com/MDV2014. Now, I will spell that. It's www.amiando.com/. Now, this is capital letters, M for million, D for dollar, V for voice, 2014. And that's the English version. The German version, I will just spell, it's amiando.com, and it's MDVG2014. So that's amiando.com/M D for dollar, V for voice, G for Germany, 2014. And if you type in the promotion code UTA, you will have the opportunity to get 500 euros off your tuition as a thank you for listening into this podcast today.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. That's amazing. Thank you very much.
There aren't that many spots available. We've got a few spots open. So I would recommend you go over to the website and have a look. And there's an email there. If you have any questions, you can go ahead and email us and reach out.
Great. Thank you very much. We're kind of wrapping up, but can I ask you a few very personal questions?
Sure.
So what's the newest project you're working on?
Well, I am currently working on a book. The first draft will be done by the end of this year. It's on my Million Dollar Voice Method, and it's currently scheduled to be released with a publisher in early 2014. So we're doing a lot of really great work on that. I'm very excited. And yeah, so that's my most important project right now. We're doing a new website, lots of business things, and I'm a mom, so family always comes first, and we've always got cool things that we're doing inside our family.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's true. Family always needs to come first. What kind of music touches you the most?
Well, that's a good question. I like all kinds of music. Obviously, I was a professional musician, so I like different kinds of music for different occasions. But I started singing in church in front of large audiences when I was only 4 years old, when I was a child. So I think when I hear those old songs I grew up with singing, I'm really deeply moved by them. I also enjoy singing a lot. So when I sing, I move myself. I'm also very moved by great artists. As a matter of fact, in the Million Dollar Voice program, we have a very powerful breakthrough process that I call the Superstar Communication System. And many people can choose to use music in the form of a song or speak for that breakthrough exercise. And I'm always deeply moved and touched when I see and hear my students break through and sing and use their voices in that way. And especially I'm moved a lot when I listen to Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston songs, since I had the opportunity to be on stage with them. And if they were alive anymore, we're around the same age, so they're my sort of peers from that time. And when I listen to their music, it makes me grateful for the decision I made to leave entertainment. I miss their great artistry. So obviously, when I listen to their music, I'm moved, and usually that's with definite, deep, heartfelt gratitude and sometimes tears. So, yeah, that's the answer to that question, I think.
That was the answer to the music, right? Thank you. I have another question for you, and that's more in words. What's your favorite quote, and how does it influence your life?
Well, I actually have three favorite quotes, so I think I'll just share them with you. The first one is by Marianne Williamson. I'm not sure what it's called. Maybe it's called Our Greatest Fear. But the quote, it goes like this: our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So that's end quote. So that's by Marianne Williamson. And the quote really helps me to have courage to live my life larger and to go for bigger goals and dreams. Another one is much shorter. It's a quote by Lao Tzu, a Chinese philosopher. And it's simply, quote, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, end quote. So that quote for me is really about taking action. Life is only, realistically, at least from the way I view it, about taking the next step. So we just have to be ready, or at least willing, to take one step at a time. We just have to put one foot in front of the other. So each step gets us closer to our destination. And the last quote is one of my own. I don't really quote myself on it, but it's a mantra that I use a lot. I say a lot, and it's, quote, every single moment of my life has prepared me for this moment, end quote. So I say this mantra to myself to remember to be present and to give up the need for perfection. So that helps me to trust that I'm ready and I can be confident even if sometimes I don't feel like it, like I am. And it helps me to let go of the need to be perfect or to get it right all the time. And it helps me to believe that I'm good enough and that very, 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 very good is good enough. And I don't need to be perfect.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful words. Thank you very much. Again, a little bit back to words. Which book do you read right now?
I'm reading a book right now. I'm just finishing up Malcolm Gladwell's book. His latest book is titled David and Goliath. It's about underdogs, misfits, and the art of battling giants and winning even when the odds are against you. It's a book I recommend. It's quite good.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any charity project ongoing?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do a ton of charity. I contribute regularly to an organization called Kiva, which is a microloan organization. So I have served entrepreneurs in over 70 countries and people just starting out. I like to help people like that. I also support 7 orphanages in Bali, Indonesia. I support a foundation for sex trade escapees in Cambodia, and I support an organization called PACE Charities in Cambodia and the Philippines that gives education to children. And I support a very important organization, they're all important, but something called Just Like My Child Girl Power Movement in Uganda. And I support, my husband and I support a boys' football academy, an orphanage in Phuket, Thailand, with kids who lost their parents in the tsunami. So I lend my voice to a lot of charities, and this is one of the benefits of the Million Dollar Voice work. It's, you know, I talk about making money, let's say, and having more confidence, but one of the most rewarding things that myself and my students get out of this brilliant work that is just so innate in being able to contribute to others. It's really awesome to be able to lend your voice, to be able to help to raise money for things you believe in. And even I had a beautiful trip, and this Easter, this past Easter holiday, my daughter's international school also supports a lot of charities. And so she and I did a service trip. My daughter's 10, and we went to 3 orphanages in Indonesia. And you know, we helped out in the orphanages, and we painted and moved stuff around. I was in charge of the library. And so it was a great experience for all of us. So, I do whatever I can. I think another reason why I love supporting charity is again, it makes me have a lot of gratitude for the life I have, but I also believe in good karma, and I think that that's one of the ways that even if we don't have a lot of money to give, if people give their time and their energy, you can just reap tremendous benefits, you know, personally and, you know, in terms of your own growth and your own abundance.
Thank you. I have one last question. If you still have time, that would be great.
Sure. No problem.
Is there any person in the last century you would have wanted to meet, and which question would you have asked him or her?
I think if I could choose just one person, it would have been Nelson Mandela. And the question that I would have asked him would be, what is the most powerful lesson your life journey has taught you?
Okay. Thank you. That's a great question, and I'm really pleased that you choose Nelson Mandela. He's also one of my favorites, so that's really great.
Yeah. He's amazing. He was just an extraordinary leader, and his wonderful life will live on as example for all of us, I'm sure, in all the history books.
That's true. So, Deborah, thank you very, very much for this inspiring and super interesting interview. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you for asking me. It's an honor and a privilege to speak with you, Uta. And I look forward to seeing you in Frankfurt soon, in about a month's time.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Das war der Seminar-Podcast. Und hier nochmal unsere Internetadresse www.seminarefinden.de. Bitte bewertet uns auch bei iTunes. Vielen Dank. Tschüss und bis zum nächsten Mal. Wir freuen uns auf euch.